Alrighty, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to begin our shir tonight on Sichas or on Zion. Thank you so much for coming and joining and learning with me together. And B'siyata D'Shmaya, there's a lot to cover. Phenomenally, I use a sefer that's called Noam HaSichas. It's a special sefer on Sichas or on. There aren't many svarim. I think it might be the only one. The only sefer on Sichas or on. It's a two-volume set. Chelik Aleph, Chelik Beis. And basically, it takes all the Sichas and it brings different sources, both from within Breslov and Chassidus Bechlal, Musar Sfarim, everything, different Gemaras, different things to be Marchiv the Inyanim on Sichas Ran. It's a very beautiful sefer. And I use it from time to time in addition to my own notes, you know, from having learned Sichas Ran in the past and different things that are connected. You know, I always try to take a look over there to see if he brings something that I want to include in this shir. And today I open the sefer to, you know, to prepare a little bit. Mamashi brings a piece from Likutei Halachos, which we're going to learn Be'ezer Hashem in its adapted form in the Sefer Meshivas Nefesh. That's literally mamish all on Purim. All on Purim. Mordechai and Tzadik, Esther, Achashverosh, the whole Purim story, learning it into the Sicha, and it's mamish hashkacha nefla, because I don't plan these things out. Whatever it is, you know how it goes. Mamish, a couple of days before Purim, I sit down and I said, whoa, that's, we're on the right track. That was Mamash a kiss from Hashem. So Chazi Hashem. So let's jump in. It'll be a shir on Sichas Ram, but also a Purim shir to get us ready a little bit by way of Hachana for Purim. Siyata Rishmaya. So the Rebbe says the following. This is Sichas Zayin. And the Heiliger Rebbe says like this. Toiv ma'oid. It is a wonderful thing. Mishi yachal lishpoich sichoy lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. For a person to be able to pour out his heart in conversation before the master of the world, before Hashem, berachamim v'tachnunim, in a way of begging for mercy and supplication, kebein hamaschata lefnei aviv, like a child, and this is a key point, like a child who understands and knows that he has a relationship with the father that's not going to go away, and even if you do something that is going to upset the father, but al kapanim, that relationship is always there because a father is a father and the son is the son. And when we stand before our Kaddish Baruch Hu in such a way, even if we've done things wrong or we're doing things wrong, or a person is snared and captured in a place where he feels he can't break out of, all the while that he knows that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the father and that's the relationship that we have, he's able to pour out his heart and to beg for mercy because he knows that the father, Sach HaKol, is the father at the end of the day. And here he accentuates that point. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already referred to us as his children. We are Hashem's children. The Pasuk says, Banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. You are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein therefore toiv ma'oid lefarish sichase v'tzarei lefanim v'zbarach kebein shekoiv lefnei ave b'tnu shalchein v'rachamim shekarim pyechen. This sort of movements of the hand conversationally, as if you were speaking to another person, you move your hand and you get into it because it's real. So that's one of the things when we stand in Shemona Esrei, we're swaying like this. We don't usually talk like that, you know, when we're speaking to people. And in a way, it's a wonderful thing because the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about what it is shuckling. It's keilu, you know, ner lekim nishmas adam. We're flickering inside, and so outside we're flickering and we're shuddering. Also the bechina b'chola am, you know, yechradu. It says Am Yisrael that stood by Har Sinai, they were mamas shaking. So the same thing, when we're learning Torah, inside somewhere, we're still standing at Har Sinai. Mamas Hashem is in the noise in our Torah, Malamet Torah L'Am Yisrael, we're shaking and trembling. But a little bit, it takes away from the reality of the communication aspect. But in Espodidus, Rabbi Nachman wants that a person should stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speak to him with Tenuah Shel Chein V'Rachamim, like you're having a conversation with someone, because it's real. Mamas real. And here he says the Iker, and this is what we're going to focus on a lot tonight. And we're just going to do Chelek Aleph of the Sicha first, and then we'll see if we have time to do Chelek Beis, which is a little bit of a quicker Inyan, even though it's more text. But that's the way it is by Rabbi Nachman, right? Is that anything that's a deeper Inyan sometimes is much more concise and contained within 2-3 lines. So we're going to try to get to that. But the Iker is the next few lines until the end of this paragraph. And the Rebbe says the following: V'afim nidmila adam, and even if it appears to a person, shalafi ma'isav, then in accordance with his actions, past actions, present actions, einoi kaven lefanav yisbarach, it appears to him that he's not acting in the way that a son acts in front of the father and in relation to what the father wants, that ratzon of the father. Im kol zeh, says at the end of the day, and this is such a strong, powerful thing that we have to remember all the time. Halay Hashem yisbarach karanu banim kana. The master of the world already called us his children. And a child, again, is something that you cannot break that relationship. No matter what you do, no matter how many mistakes you make, the father is a father and the son is the son. And so since HaKadosh Baruch Hu already called us this nekuda of banim, that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children no matter what, So then he says, Ki bein kach u bein kach, krim l'chabanim. So Chazal comment on this pasuk and say, no matter what, or Meir Shita, no matter what, bein kach u bein kach, no matter how they're acting, krim l'chabanim, we're called Hashem's children. And it doesn't say bein kach u bein kach avadai heim, right? Or bein kach u bein kach talmidai heim, because that doesn't have that same tokef, that same strength. It's bein kach u bein kach banai heim, no matter what. And therefore, a person can have this incredible, what's called Azas to Kedusha, this incredible holy stubbornness. We're going to learn a lot about that. Emir Hashem from Tzaddik, I wish we had the sheets. So could die to see it inside. It's a chaval. We're going to have... Ooh. Maybe I should speak from a Bashiach. So, Mamash, it's a chaval, because it's so kedai to see these tires. We're going to have to maybe set up something else. Hassan should print it out. He's so busy. It's not his fault. His mom is so busy. He runs the whole shul here. He's, you know. Okay, so... But really, we're going to learn it inside, and I'll beg you to really listen to every word. We're going to learn a lot about this now. Holy stubbornness. That a person should find the strength inside to stand up and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'im ata hu migarash oisichas v'shalom v'mechinas bein, if you are going to cast me away from this aspect in which I am your son, Ribbono shel Olam, hatov be'einav yaseh. Do what's good in your eyes. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do what he deems to be the best. But alai, b'laseh says shali. It is my obligation to do what I am supposed to do. Lasis atzmi kabein, to try as much as I can to act as if a child acts in front of the father. Because b'tmimus u'b'pshitas, all we have is the Direi Chazal, the bein kach u'bein kach banahem. Bein kach u'bein kach banahem. I have to continue acting like your son, even though you, Ribbono shel Olam, you're throwing me away, you're casting me away, and you're trying to show me and demonstrate to me, and I feel as if you're severing that relationship. You do what's good for you. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I am your child. I am your son. And so ultimately, I'm going to continue to act this way. I'm not going anywhere. Even if you come to me and tell me that the relationship is cut, I'm not going anywhere. I am continuing to stay with you no matter what. And that's a very powerful thing. This was one of the first things in Breslov that I ever learned. And it was very powerful to me. Even still, I haven't seen such a strong Azus, you know, to be able to speak to Hashem in such a way where Yiddishkeit is so much at my core that no matter what, even if the being who I'm supposed to be serving in Yiddishkeit comes to me and tells me that you have no more connection with me, makes no difference. Lo anyan, because I believe that b'kesher b'shorish, I'm connected. And that no matter what happens, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. Umatoiv, he finishes, and how wonderful it is, kishiyach la'ir liboy, bitachnunim, when a person can awaken himself and inspire himself with supplications, ad till the point sheyivcha, until imamish cries, kibshutai, to really cry. And he begins to cry, because tears are very hard to fake. Unless you're an actor, you know, even then, I don't know if it's so easy for them. But tears are very hard to fake. And Rabbi Nachman wants that our Yiddishkeit should be real, that our Kadosh Baruch Hu should be at least as real, and our relationship with Him should be at least as real as it is with anybody else, who are just sparks of His presence, right? Everybody else is just a chelik of the kamimal. And so certainly, if they're just a chelik, so certainly when we talk about the infinite being, how much more real that should be. Rabbi Nachman wants, again, it's the same inyan, to speak with hand motions, as if you were speaking to another person, that Yiddishkeit should be real to you, and that Hashem should be real to you, and that our relationship with Hashem should be something that's eminently real and present. So what's the shayrish? What's the root of these words, Hatoiv Be'inecha Yasa, do what's good in your eyes, Alai Lasa Seshali, it's on me to do what I perceive that I need to do to stay in the game no matter what. Even if you're pushing me away, it makes no difference. Holy stubbornness. So I was learning Shoiftim, Sefer Shoiftim, and I saw the following psukim, so you don't have this already on the sheet, so try to listen. And the psukim say like this, this is Shoiftim, Perek Yud, psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Zayin. And the pasuk says, "Vayabru bnei Amon esayardin lihlachim gam Yehudu uvebinyamin ubebeis Ephraim vateitzel Yisrael ma'od." Amon is coming to attack Am Yisrael. The whole Sefer Shoiftim, all those early Svarim, it's one cycle after another of all the different nations that are coming, and Hashem saves them. And we even make reference to that in the psukim here. Vayizaku bnei Yisrael al Hashem. Am Yisrael cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leimar, saying, "Chatan alucha." Chatan alucha, we sinned to you. At least on a pashup shal, the Malbim learns differently, but on a simple level, chatan alucha, or chatanu lach, we sin to you, v'chi azvu es aleikenu, and we have forsaken our God, v'navad es habalim, and we've been serving idols. And so the first thing is we're admitting to you. The Malbim learns differently. He says, v'chi azabnu es aleikenu, really we weren't serving idols to serve idols, kipshutai, we were using them as an emsa'i. But at the end of the day, we still believed in you, the sibas kalasibas, even though that's still shitov, and that's still idol worship. That's not, right, that was the chait, like the Rambam says, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says that that's what the sin of Enosh was, right? The Dar Enosh, that was their mistake. Not that they didn't believe in a God, but that they thought, right, that we can serve the sun and so on, because those are Imsayim, Chatz V'Shalom, that channel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light in such a conscious way that they're beings on their own, and that obviously is of a desire. But the Yomer HaShel B'nei Yisrael, Hashem says, Halloi mi Mitzrayim, u'min ha-moiriu, b'nei amoyin, u'min ha-polishtim, v'tzidoin ha-malek, u'moyin, l'chatzu eschem, t'tzaku ilai, all these different nations tried to attack you, you cried out to me, v'yishia eschem yadam, and I've saved you from their hands. But v'atam azavtam, I see. But at the end of the day, Hashem says, no, don't make the mistake of thinking that that's okay. No, you have forsaken me. And you've served idols, other gods, lowercase g, I'm not saving you anymore. Hashem says, not much like a sarcastic thing, why don't you go now and call out to all those gods that you were serving and those forces that you placed faith in when everything falls away? Let them save you now. Listen to what Am Yisrael says. Am Yisrael says to Hashem, El Hashem, Chatanu, we sin. Mamash, we sin. Kipshutai, fully, completely. We accept upon ourselves that we mamash sin. Asei ata lanu kechol atoiv be'enacha. So do what's good in your eyes with us. Achatzileinu na'ayayim azeh, but we're begging you to save us, but ultimately, it's on you. Ultimately, Rabbanu Shalom, we'll submit to whatever your ratzon is. The very next pasuk says such a beautiful thing. Immediately after saying this, they went ahead and they got rid of all the idols. And they served God. And what does the pasuk say? These beautiful, beautiful, wonderful words in this pasuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't handle the pain and the suffering of his precious nation. Even after they've sinned and they're idol worshipping and everything else, and it's only now there's no atheist in a foxhole where they're in a bind, you know, and now they call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what was their strategy? They said, Ribbono Shelom, you said such a sharp thing to us. Go to the gods, you know, go to the other gods that you trusted and you have no relationship seemingly with me. I'm not saving you this time. And they said, Ribbono Shelom, you do what's good in your eyes. But they didn't run away. They didn't run away. They still said, we're staying here. We're going to do what we can do. We're going to get rid of the idols. And what happened? The Kadosh Baruch Hu capitulated. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, wow, you got rid of the idols. But tiktzar nafshe ba'al Yisrael. So here it's a possible source. Mamash, almost the same words, right? Hatoyv be'in av yaseh. It's the same pasuk over here. Asei lanu kechol hatoyv be'inecha. Hatoyv be'in av yaseh. But at the end of the day, alai lasis eshali, those four words, alai lasis eshali, don't give up, don't go away, don't run away, stay there, mamish, stay there. And that's a big sod. For the chevra, I have the book, maybe you're reading the first couple of chapters. So this mamish was the mistake of the princess, right? This mamish was her error. What was the princess's mistake? The princess's mistake in the story of the lost princess, which hopefully all the chevra listening, and you chevra have the sefer, I think all of you have the book, and so you're going to read it, or you are reading it. But what happens is the king says out of his mouth, "Shalotov yikachotach, let the no good force take you." And what happens? Halchalachadra. She went to her room. Babayker. And when she woke up in the morning, or when they woke up in the morning, Einana. She was gone. Right? Say the tzaddikim. What's going on over here? Say the tzaddikim. An amazing thing. He says, you know what the ikker mistake of the princess was? Is that she went to her room and she didn't stay banging down the doors. That even though the father says such a thing, and how many times a Jew feels echoing within his heart this bechin of halotov yikachotach, and we feel taken away and we feel like we're finished and we feel like it's over, game over, mamish. And we're going to learn about acher also. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shuvu banim shayvavim mechutz me'acher. Thank you so much, Penny. Shuvu banim shavavim chutz me'acher, and he runs away, but that's a mistake. And that's paradoxically what enables the no good one to really take you, is when you give in to believing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu actually wants to close the door in such a way that there's no hope for you anymore. And so that was her error, that he was supposed to have stayed there. She was supposed to have stayed there, banging down, mamish, banging down the walls, banging down the door, not going anywhere. And the mistake was, she went to her room, but she didn't stay next to his. And that's the mistake. So now, journey with me into Lublin. into the holy empire of Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Listen to this piece. It's from Tzikas HaTzadik, the very first Hasidic sefer that Reb Tzadok wrote only 1 year after he came close to Ishbitz. An amazing thing. Came to Ishbitz, to the Me'ah Shiloach, and he wrote Tzikas HaTzadik. He published it 1 year later. He had already been completely transformed, because Tzikas HaTzadik, you know, it's interesting. Everybody thinks all the non-Hasidic or even Misnagdic places, the two sets of Hasidic Sfarim will have is Sfasemes and Reb Tzadik. Why? Because those were Lamdanim. So from Lamdanim, they could learn Hasidus. What they don't understand is that Tzikas HaTzadik says some of the most radical things that you'll find in any of the Hasidic Sfarim. They wouldn't believe it. They never open it. But if they would open it up, they wouldn't believe. Sfasemes also says plenty of things, but Reb Tzadik and Tzikas HaTzadik is some of the most shocking, radical, not just in Reb Tzadok, but in all of Hasidus. Kiyadua, Ishbitz and Reb Tzadok, you know, are some of the most radical, not fringe, you know, because they were so, but nuanced and deep. You have to understand it, what they say. But some sentences in Tzikas HaTzadik are like, they couldn't believe it if they would see it, you know, so it's just a little bit hilarious. But al kapanim, Tzikas HaTzadik memvav, listen to these words. Also, one of the first pieces, I don't know why, this was like my inyan. I started getting into Hasidus and I saw immediately all of these different pieces and all the different limudim that I was learning, and they came together in such a way. Listen to this piece. Mamash life-changing. Says the Eligar of Tzadik, Schus Yagrin Aleinu, the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim Ulu Rasha, Amar Lukim, to the Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Malacha L'Saper Chukai. What right do you have, what business do you have learning my Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Malach HaLasapar Chukai. If no Shaychis to Liman HaTorah, a Rasha, a wicked person, has no Shaychis. Can't get into it now. It's also very connected. I spoke about this last night in Lev HaTorah. I give a little shiur there. So he spoke about last night that this is all Purim related. The distinction between Har Sinai and Har Abayis, and the difference between Amalek's attack before the Kabbalah HaTorah of Har Sinai and Amalek's attack before the Kabbalah HaTorah Kimu Mashin Kiblu Kvar of Purim. And basically, in a nutshell, the difference is between Har Sinai and Har Abayis. Basically, the difference is between Torah and Tefillah, or turning Torah into Tefillah, or a Tefillah-oriented relationship with Liman HaTorah, that the whole Nekuda of Tefillah is not this way. Karav Hashem l'chol karev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to every single person, no matter who he is, no matter who she is, no matter where you are in life, and you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is with you. That's the union of the Beis HaMikdash, that a person walked in one way, a sinner full of sin, and he walked out completely shining. The union of our Abayis is the union of the Beis HaMikdash, is the union of the Kohanim, Kohanim Ar Chesed. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a Levi, is the union of Har Sinai. Har Sinai, the whole bechina of eventuality in terms of Har Sinai is very, very limited, in the sense that right after Matan Torah you had cows. The Gemara Tainas, cows were allowed to graze on the mountain. The Kedusha was only the Shaita. The Beis HaMikdash is still Kaddish Vatari. You can't go up there, right? The Inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, the Inyan of Har Abayis, is eternal, because that's the Nekud of the relationship with Hashem, that no matter who you are, no matter what you are, it is unconditional, that relationship, that connection. There's a lot more to be marked of the Inyan, but that's the basic setup between Har Sinai and Har Abayis. And the difference between Kabbalah Satara Meira, which was the Kabbalah Satara, the original, and then the Kabbalah Satara Me'ava, which we're going to talk about in the context of the piece from Likutei Halachos, if we can get there tonight. V'siyata d'shmaya, we'll try to get into this. But this is what Reb Tzadik says, going on this pasuk, that to the Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, again, the Torah-oriented relationship, where it's conditional. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Rebbe relationship, as opposed to our Abayis, which is the Avos. Avram Karahari, Yitzchak Karasadi, Yaakov Karabayis, the Avos, that's their place, is the Beis HaMikdash. Har Sinai is Moshe Rabbeinu, so Memela, it's a conditional relationship, or at least that's how we perceived it to be. Ultimately, the key is to take the Torah from Yerushalayim, Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah. Right? The Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkas, you know, Agazes, I think, in the Beis HaMikdash. They had that place where the Sanhedrin were mamish there, in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where mamish Hora'ah came out from that place, called HaRamiria. The Hora'ah came from there, because there's a way of learning Torah that doesn't lose touch with the aspect in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Av, right? And that's the Bechina of Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah. That's the Tikkun of Kabbalah Satara Me'ava of Purim, to be able to realize that we always have that relationship, even in the Bechina of Torah, that on the surface it seems that it's conditional, but even so, we always have that relationship in Liman HaTorah and the Derech of Tefillah. Okay, but Reb Tzadik is going on this pasuk. Ve'al davar zeh, says Reb Tzadik, and he's makatzer. Reb Tzadik always is makatzer. In Tzikas HaTzadik, in Pri Tzadik, he's marach ma'od. But in Tzikas HaTzadik, very, very, everything's bekitzer, every word is bemishkal. And he says over here, ve'al davar zeh, yidvu kol adavim, he says all the doves are moaning, right? Because ki ha'oivet al divri soy from Nikor Rasha, because what's a Russia, even a person is over on a davar kal, a divrei soif, from something small, something that's where dash ba kevav, we're already called a Russia. And if the pasuk says that a Russia has no shaychus to liman atar, we're finished. Al davar zayid vukal adavim. We can't. How are we supposed to live, right? Al derech, he says, Isa kadmainim, or al zeh Isa kadmainim, it's brought, he's quoting the Rishis Chachma Mamer Chazal, that the Gemara in Chazal says, Kol masha amar balabai sasei chutz mitzei. Whatever the balabas tells you to do, you have to do chutz mitzei, but you don't have to leave. Obviously, to reference HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balabai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the achsani hagadol. He hosts the world. It's his makam. It's his place. And kom masha amar balabai sasei. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do, you have to do chutz mitzei. Says the Reishis Chachman. I'm going to jump out of the Reb Tzadik to learn the piece from Reishis Chachman inside with you. This is the third source, 2a. You don't have it in front of you, but Be'ez Hashem will get you the sheets. Reishis Chachman, Shar Kedusha, chapter 17 Perek Yud Zayin. And the Heilige Reishis Chachma says, Ve'ein lecha davar sha'im lefnei ha'tshuva, that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that stands in the way of tshuva. Ve'afim shamata, and even if a Jew hears echoing within his heart, or even b'chlal, mamash abaskal, shuvu banim shayvavim chutz mi, fill in the blank with your own name, chas v'shalom, a person should feel that way. Ke'inin alisha acher, mamash like alisha acher heard, Al tachush, don't pay attention to it. Shari Elisha Acher, soif soif niskabel of Yushaloishav. Ultimately, Elisha has his portion, has his place. Kol shekeinim hayashav, if Elisha would have listened, if the princess doesn't run away, if she stays by the door and she doesn't give in to the illusion of a Kadosh Baruch who's destroying that relationship and severing that bond, if Elisha would have been misamitz in tshuva, of course he would have been. It was a test. He failed, but it was a test. Shayamoyla Yosef Yosef certainly would have helped for him. They closed the door, but they didn't lock it, but they closed the door. It made the illusion as if there's no tshuva for him. And what was his thing? He needed to have not given up and to stand there and mamas to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rabbanu Shalom, Hatoyv Be'en Av Yaseh, but Allah Lassus Hashali, I'm not going anywhere. Ad giftach haPesach, until they would have opened the door for him. V'zeo masha amru zal, and this is what Chazal say, kol masha yirmad chabal abayis asei chutz mitzei. And this is what Reb Tzadik is quoting. This Gemara M'sachin, that whatever the Baal Abayis says, do except for leave. Baal Abayis says the Reishis Chach, Madayinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of the World. Kol Mashi Yarmanucha Asei Mi'amitzvahs Asei. Anything, all of his commandments, Asei, his Lois Asei, you gotta do. But Chutz Mitzei. Shem Yoyim Mar Lachav HaKadosh Baruch Hu descends, and the Marsha says this off an art in that place, over there on the Gemara in Chagiga about Elisha Acher. That if a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'kfoydu v'atzmei descends in your life, kipshutai, mamish, Hashem, you see Hashem, whatever that means, tumuna layabit, but you see a fire, v'yemer Hashem al arsina, whatever Hashem speaks out of, how he appears, and he says, say mi beisi v'altikanes, leave my house and don't enter, ki'inyan Elisha achar mamish, like he said to Elisha, al tishmaloi. I think you might be quoting the Marsha, because the Marsha says Mamash the same words. I don't know who came first. One of them is quoting the other. You know, but Al Tishma, like, don't listen to Hashem. Don't listen, ignore him. Al Tik Ella Tikanes b'tshuva. Continue to push forth in tshuva, ki zeh cheshku shabal abayis, because this is what he wants. Al Shemata Isach. He's trying to trick you, to fool you, to put an isayon in front of you, but this is not what he wants. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants kiim b'shuvay midarka v'chaya. Hashem wants that we should return. That's what he wants. La'yachbetz b'mois ameis. Hashem wants us to return. And so that's what Rav Tzadik is quoting here. Kol masha amar balabayis asei chutz mitzei. V'loy l'chinam. Listen to this. Such a deep, deep thing. Blew my mind when I learned this. And still blows my mind every time I think about it. Loy l'chinam kas v'tayre inyan hamapilim b'parsha shlach. It wasn't for nothing that the Torah teaches us the inyan of the mapilim, right? Where after the whole chet ha-meraglim, they still wanted to be alus la'aretz. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't try it, you're not going to be successful. And they went up the mountain and they got smitten by Amalek. Mamash destroyed, wiped out completely, entirely. That inyan of the mapilim, well, what's the Gemara, what's the Torah, what's Tanakh, what's what Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to communicate to us and telling us that episode? What's the message of the mapilim? What is that? What is that? Asher kvar himinu b'divrei Moshe. They understood and they believed in what Moshe said. Because they believed that ultimately Moshe said, you're not getting into Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to be mesamitz on their own. Why did they do that? Why didn't they not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? That he told them, kipshutai, al talu, don't do it. It's not going to work. It's not going to end well. It's not going to be pretty. And they didn't listen to him. Why? Says Rav Tzadik, the deepest thing in the world. Sheim chashvu shezeh bechlal chutz mitzeh. They thought that what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, don't go up, this was Vaiter Bechlal Chutz Mitzeh, that it's the Baal Abayis telling them, don't go up. I don't want you to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But they thought that it was b'chlal the nosei in the topic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling a person don't do tshuva, but really he wants them to be mesametz on their own. Tachlis, they were wrong. Tachlis, they were wrong. What were they wrong about? What nekuda were they wrong about? Ultimately, it's a good svara, right? Because if this is what we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sometimes he tells us something but means the opposite, maybe he means the same thing now. How did they know not? Why were they wrong? The Isa B'Zayar and the Zayar Kaddish tells us Himlitz called Inyan Meraglim ala Torah, that he says the whole Inyan of the Meraglim is going on the Torah, that Eretz Yisrael is also Bechin of Torah, and there's a way of spying out the Torah and also saying that it's not so good. And there's an Inyan where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Mamash this Pasuk L'Rosh Yamal Malach al Asapar Chukai, you have no Shaykhas to Eretz Yisrael anymore. The Inyan of Torah. And their punishment was that they're not going to be able to attain Limanat Torah. And this again, Bechlal Chutz Mitzeh, this is why they tried not to listen and to go up Af Neged Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, even against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expressed desire was. And this is the Inyan, what Chazal say, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kof Hei Amid Aleph, Chutzpisa Malchusa B'loi Taga. Chutzpah is the Inyan of Malchus, which is a king, b'lay taga, without a crown. That's the Inyan of Mamash Chutzpah. When you have a king, but there's no crown, that's Chutzpah. What does that mean? What are Chazal trying to tell us? What does this mean? That Chutzpah is encapsulated in a king without a crown. Could be on one level, you know, the crown is Mamash Melucha, but a Moishel is Chutzpah, right? Because a Moishel is not a Ki Lashem HaMelucha, but a Moishel Bagoyim. For us, we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty as a melucha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our king, which means that we accept his v'chula mekabel maleim ol malchus shemaim, to be mekabel ol malchus shemaim. A moishel is somebody that they're not mekabel, but he's a dictator, right? He's mamash a dictator. That's the nekuda. Could be that the inyan of taga, the inyan of a crown, is a king, right? Meaning we give him v'yitnu lecha keser melucha, meaning we give you the bidding to serve, right? It's meaning your power comes from the people. But when you don't have a crown and gestam just a person who has no shaykhis to melucha b'chlal, and your moishel, that's chutzpah. That's mamash chutzpah. It could be that al pipshat, to understand malchus chutzpah is encapsulated in a king without a crown, which is ultimately a moishel, which is a dictator, which is mamash chutzpah, achi chutzpah siyesh. Says Reb Tzadik something so deep. Mamash deep. Can't get into the whole thing now. Some of the chaver have a background in it. I'm sure the people are listening also. And we speak about it in the new book also. So if you want to find out more, You can pick up your copy of The Story of Our Lives. We speak about it in chapter two. But the Indian of the Esser Sfiros, without getting into the depth of it, just on a basic level, we'll talk 1,000 years about it. These 10 powers and forces through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his indivisible unity, that it's expressed through these kalim to demonstrate what's encapsulated within Hashem's pashtus, within Hashem's infinite Ein Sof that includes everything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of reveals ma bifnim, you know, what's inside, with these 10 forces that reveal themselves as separate powers. On a basic level, they represent the creative process. So we begin with Keser. Keser is the beginning of the process. Keser is hinting to desire, Hashem's Ratzon to create the world. Then we go to Chachma and Bina, which is the Mochin, to think about how are we going to go about acting on that Ratzon to create a world, or how are we going to bring this out in the best way possible. Then we get down to the emotional spheres, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yisod, all of which are emotional aspects, different stages in the creative process, until finally we come down to the final sphere of Malchus, which is the final product. Malchus is us down here in this world. We experience this world, the Indian of Malchus, David HaMelech, the Indian of the Olam Asiyah, the final Hey of Yukevavke. This physical world is encapsulated in the spiritual realm of Malchus, right? And it's in this realm that Ein Melech below Am. There's no Melech without an Am, without a nation, and we spoke about it already, right? That's the Indian of Malchus. That's in our realm where we are here, Am Yisrael, are in this world. Am Yisrael themselves are rooted in Malchus. Malchus is synonymous with the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is Chelek HaKam Yimal that we have within ourselves, v'chule, v'chule. But that's where we exist right now, in this stage of being in this world, Malchus, to be Mekabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melucha on us, and to crown him king, so to speak, that Ein Melech below Am. And so he had to create the world ultimately with the physical nature that we have around us, to have a nation that would be Mekabel his Malchus. But Al Kopanim, I want to focus on two of these spheres, which is Keser, which is the crown down. That's the literal translation of keser, which is moreh on the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of the creative process, and malchus, which is the finality of that. We know that sof maaseh b'machshava tchila, these two things are absolutely bound together, right? Because what was in the sphere of keser, just this dream, ultimately comes to potential and actuality. Not potential, rather, but actuality within Malchus, right? And so really, Malchus is just the actualization of what existed already b'machshava sof maaseh, b'machshava tchila, not sofa b'tchilasa. We call this, yes, that's in Sunlight of Redemption as well, b'kiyas, amazing. We also refer to this as the inyan and the nekuda of keser melucha. V'yidnu lecha, keser melucha. Keser and Malchus are bound together. But keser al kopanim is the inyan of Hashem's crown, is the ratzon of Hashem. Malchus is us down here, our own consciousness, independent, so to speak, of ratzon Hashem. And the goal is to align our Malchus and our capacity to have sovereignty and a self-serving, potentially self-serving identity, to align that with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asei ritzaynecha kiritzaynoi, and that's the ultimate goal of life, ritzaynenu lasis ritzaynecha, that's the purpose. Says Rav Tzadik an amazing thing. If keser is the inyan of Hashem's ratzon, and malchus is the inyan of our independent identity in this world that we're supposed to align with Hashem's will, says Rav Tzadik, you know what it means? Chutzpah is malchusa b'loy taga. He says chutzpah is defined when an independent entity, us, independent conscious beings in this world, or at least in the illusion of us having independent consciousness, but in this realm, malchus acts b'loy taga. Without paying any heed to what the taga, what the crown says, what the keser, what the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That's chutzpah. Chutzpah is malchus b'loy taga, acting with no regard for what the expressed taga, the crown of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Way of learning a Gemara. That's chutzpah. It's malchus b'loy taga. I'm going to skip the parentheses. We'll get back to that because I don't want to. It's like a spoiler alert. Pirish, he says, ki adu atznon, malchus hu knesses Yisrael, that malchus refers to Am Yisrael, b'shoirish, hu knesses Yisrael, v'keser hu shoirish, ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. And keser, like we just described, is the first stage in the creative process, is the inyan of the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal mean to tell us that memshalah ne'atzmei b'li ratzon ha'roitzem, that what it means chutzpah is to go ahead and to act with no regard for the expressed desire of the rotzeh, of the one who's expressing will and desire. V'iskarvus knesses Yisrael me'atzmam, and Am Yisrael standing up saying, Rabbanu Shalom, we don't really care. Shuvu banam shavavam chutzmi, makes no difference. Alai lasis eshali me'atzmam, without regard for the keser, malchusa b'loy taga. Malchus, knesses Yisrael standing up on its own and not giving up and not giving in. Now the Mapila made a mistake. Behem loy hitzlichu. They weren't successful. Mipnesha achlu apaga. So Lashon and Chazal, the David HaMelech ultimately would have been Zocha to have Bathsheba even without having to arrange and set it up in such a way. Chazal say Achlu Apaga, which means that he ate an unripe fig, or a te'ena, an unripe date. It wasn't ready yet. Because they were trying to get ahead of themselves. And they tried to act in a way that was not shayach yet for their time. Achlu Apaga. Why? Because Chazal tell us the Gemara in Saita, Be'ikvasa de Meshicha Chutzpah Yaske. Which is a negative thing on the surface, that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be chutzpah yaski. Sagi means a lot. There's going to be a lot of chutzpah. But the word yaski could also mean enough. It will succeed. And so Chazal are telling us in the deepest manner that be'ikvus of the Mashiach and the final generations before the coming of Mashiach, the generations that are yorid ma'oy, that are absolutely in the filth and the dirt, lower than any other dar that came before them, that's when chutzpah yaski. That's when chutzpah will work. That's when chutzpah malchusa b'loy taga, not giving up, ancient yish b'olam klal. That's our generation. Previous generations didn't necessarily work that way. But it's our generation that we're mamash the inyan of malchus, but it's malchus that's then becoming connected to the panimius shorish of keser, Eishas Chayil, which is Eishas, Rosh Hashanah, Adni Sifasai Tivtach, the Indian of Malchus Peh, the Indian of Eishas, the feminine aspect, Shabbos Kodesh, Malchus, the princess, Malchus, becomes Ateres Bala. Becomes Ateres Bala by not giving up, and the Shoyrish, deepest Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in our Maisim without regard for the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the surface, not to give in with no regard. Chutzpah Yaski. The inyan of chutzpah's malchus b'loy taga in ikvas adam eshicha. She'oz hu ha'eis lazeh. That's going to be the time for this. Ula as in nekeva tasoiviv gever. And it's now that we refer to this inyan where the nekeva tasoiviv gever, that unlike before in previous generations when we spoke about Geber is to Soiviv Nekeva, the Indian, that it's the way of the Ish, Darka Shol Ish Lachzar Acher Isha, the beginning of Kedushin, that it's the way of the man, so to speak, to follow after the Indian of an Isha. But in our generation, everything goes Hafuch, Mamash V'Nahapachu, Mamash Purim, the Indian of Chuasama Yisala Netzach, Netzach, not giving up. I spoke about this all last night. Netzach, the Indian of Kabbalah Satarmi Ava, the unconditional relationship, the unbreakable bond that we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, even against the expressed desire of the Rashi Amar Malach HaLasapar Chukah, and not to listen to that, to overcome that. That's an isayon. That's not for real. Don't look at that. Overcome that. Don't go away. Don't give in. Don't go to your room. Stay by his, by the king's room. And so in our time, it's Nekeva to Soiviv Geber. Ultimately, we're going to be the one, so to speak, leading, so to speak. Everything's hafuch and hapachu. V'lachein amar lahem Moshe. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen to the words that Moshe Rabbeinu told them. V'hiloy sitzlach. Don't go up because v'hiloy sitzlach. What do those oisias, what do those words imply? Nire she'etzahu. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, I hear chaver, it's a svara. But v'hiloy sitzlach. This time it's not going to work. Ella shaloi titzlah. It's an eitzah, but it's not going to work. The dayek and diek, and Moshe said specifically the he shabachol makam darsh rabinu zal he v'loy acheres. Every time it says he, Chazal tell us this v'loy acheres, but not something else. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the he loy titzlah. This is not going to work, but acheres at a different time in history, then it's going to takabi an eitzah. The he loy titzlah. Unbelievable. She is zman acher shematzliach. There's going to be another time where such a svar is going to work. Who's manenu? Zmanenu, he says, this is our generation. Even then, certainly now, shehu ikvus of the Mashiach, which is the inin of ikvus of the Mashiach. The parentheses he was talking, he goes back on Bilam, he says. I'm going to read the parentheses. Ulamadua, ivulamdua, he says, where did they get this svara from? Like, where did they learn bechlal that there was such a concept, chutz mitzei? They didn't learn the Gemara, the Reishis Chachma. Who told them that there's an inin where we're able to go ahead and to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deepest ratzon expressed within our actions that are negative, his expressed ratzon. That's a huge chiddush. Like, that's a very radical idea. Where'd they get this concept from? He says they learned it from Bilam. They learned it from Bilam. She'achar kach hiskam Hashem is baruch. And in the beginning, Hashem was saying, don't go, don't go, don't go. And he kept on pushing, he kept on pushing. And eventually, Hashem was maskim to him. So they learned from Bilam. Ki Bilam nestakal ad ikvus of the Mashiach. Well, the kach yada said zeh. He says Bilam was a navi in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Like come ki be Israel, but umas ilam come, and that's the Indian of Bilam. He was a big navi. He was able to connect and to draw already from the Indian of ikvus of the Mashiach because he was a navi. He saw into the future, so he knew this sod, and he was able to make use of it in a way that a taka worked. But Am Yisrael that tried to learn from that, the Indian of the Mapilim v'hilo sitzlach he v'loy acheres and acheres. Another time it's going to work, and that's the nekuda of ikvus of the Mashiach chutzpah. Yaski. This is like the most amazing piece. Like, it's so sweet how everything, it's unbelievably deep, but more than deep, and that's the sweetness of Chassidus. It's not just a chap. Now we have to apply it and put it into action. The ikvus of the Mashiach chutzpah yaski. Don't give up. Don't give up. Ein shem yishba adam klal. Don't go away. Now listen to this Likutei Halachos. This Likutei Halachos is found in Hilchos Bechor Behemah Tahira, Dalid Ois, Yud, or Tes Vav to Tes Zayin. I'm sorry, Tes Zayin to Yud Zayin, 16 to 17. But it's found in this form, which makes it a little bit more localized. It's Marech, Marech over there, Ma'oid. But it's so, if you could look at it in the original, unbelievable. I'll say it again because you don't have the sheets. Bechor Behemah Tahira, Dalid, Tes Zayin to Yud Zayin. But he's Makatzer over here. Listen to what he says. This is Mamish Purim in a nutshell. More so than what I've already told you about the Indian of Kabbalah Satar Mi'ava, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. More than that. Amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, Chazal tell us, Kach hu darkei shel ha'yetzahara. This is the way of the Yetzahara. Hayoyim amar lecha say kach. Today do this. Olamachar to say kach. And then before you know it, he drags you all the way down. Shezebachinas Avera, Gereris Avera. Chazal tell us in Avos that one Avera is causing another Avera. Uksiv in the pasuk says, "Hoi moishchei oven bechav le'ashav." Woe is to those that are caught in the trap and the snare of the Yitzhahara and they can't get out. Ube emes says Reb Nassin, the Heidegger Reb Nassin, who gives us life every moment. We can't live without these teachings. Ube emes lefi darkei shel Yitzhahara im anashim ka'ele. This is the way of the Yitzhahara with these kind of people that are caught, and the times that we are these kind of people that we get caught. She'ena misgabrim kenegdem in ureyam, that they're unable to be misgabr of the Yetzer Hara in their youth. Bivadai haya ofes tikva chas v'shalom. And therefore they get snared, ensnared in a habit of behavior and a cycle of habitual behavior, and they're not able to break free, and it's as if there's no hope for them. L'roiv ha'oilam. Mamish, most of the world is caught up in this. Kamay shekasa, the pasuk says, mefanik min noyar avdai v'chulei. Eventually, if a person goes ahead and treats his eved like a big king, eventually he'll end up becoming the king. Meaning if you treat the Yetzer Hara, even in the beginning, you bring him into your life, eventually he takes over, mamash takes over. Listen to these sweet words, chavram. Aval Hashem yizbarach chayim malaleinu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on us b'chol dar v'dar in every generation. V'choyshem achshava yisleval yidach mimenu nidach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always thinking thoughts that nobody should be cast away from him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends heavenly help. You know how? Ayidi tzadikei hadar hagdoilim ha'amitim. Through the true tzadikim. Tzadikim like the Ishbitzer, like Reb Tzadik, like the Berdichever, like Rabbi Nachman, like the Baal Tanya. Tzadikim were able to communicate to every single Jew that there is hope for you no matter what. No matter what. Also, Kedarka, like the Gra. The famous story, like the Vilna Gaon, you know the story? Such a Litvisher take on this whole thing. Somebody once came to the Gra, some official, some city official, government official, I told you this, and he was a secular Jew. He was a maskil. And he came down, and he's sitting in front of the Gra, and there were some cookies and cake on the table, some drinks of water, whatever it was. They had to sign some official documents, I don't know exactly. And he reaches out his hand, and he takes a cup of water, and he starts to drink. And the Gra looks at him, and he says, Bracha. He says, Bracha, I'm Machal Shabbos, every Shabbos, I eat on Yom Kippur, I'm this, I'm married to a guy, what Bracha? And the Gra said, if you think you're not going to get Gehenna also for this, that you didn't make a Bracha on a drink of water, so you're completely mistaken, right? So it was the Gra's way of saying, Gevald, you're still connected to Hashem. Okay, it came out in a little bit of a sharp way, but that's that derech, right? Okay, but it's also holy. And it's mamash this nekuda, it's the same thing. The tzaddikim believe that Jews are connected no matter what. No matter what, and you get schar for every little mitzvah you do, and you get a gehenim for every little aveira you do, because you're still a yid is a yid is a yid. Bein kachu, bein kach bonahem. Yisrael afal pishachata, Yisraelu. Period. But Hashem sends tzadikei adar. Shein mechinas Mordechai. I'm telling you, I couldn't have made this up. I opened it up, it blew my mind. Mamish, a whole thing. It's not a perm sefer. It's mamish, a little pirish sefer, ansichas aran, big pirish sefer, ansichas aran. And just today, what are we, 4 days away from Purim? Hashem is guiding us. Shem Achinas Mordechai, that they're the Indian of Mordechai at Tzadik. Vim Yoidim Hetiv Mashinasim Kalecha V'Echon on the Tzadikim. Understand and know what every single person is going through. Bechinas, and this is Pshat in the Pasuk, Mordechai Yoda Eskal Asher Nase. That Mordechai knew everything that was going on. What does it mean? It means that the Tzadik Yodea Kol Mashinasa. The Tzadik knows what's going on by every person. Even though he's a Gadol B'mayla Kaddish V'tar, perfectly pure, he knows. He knows well what every single person, even the lowliest Jew, is going through. Or Mordechai Yodas Kalash and Nasi knows whatever is going on. And the tzaddikim are awakening. Thank you so much for coming, Eli. It's amazing to see you. That the tzaddikim come and their mom is shaking us to do tshuva. Mordechai goes out into the middle of the city. And he's screaming out. What is Mordechai screaming out? What is he trying to impart and to communicate? What is he yelling about? What's Mordechai yelling about? In the context of understanding, Mordechai is the Inyan of Mordechai at Tzadik. That the Tzadik is coming to be Modiyos in every generation, that Yisrael afal pishachat, the Yisrael who, that there's still hope. You know what the Tzadik is screaming out in this bitter voice, Chevra, Al Titiaesh. Like Rabbi Nachman screamed out, B'kol Gadol, Rabbeinu Sha'ag, he roared, B'kol Gadol, Ein Shem Yish, Ba'ilim Klal, this is Mordechai. Ve'imoydim L'Klal, Knesset Yisrael, and Mordechai the Tzaddik is letting Am Yisrael know She'im Mechinas Esther. That Am Yisrael are wrapped up into the concept of Esther. Esther is the Shechina. Esther is the Levana. Esther is the Bechina of the Levana, which is Am Yisrael, Yafa Kalavana. Leval tisyoish atzma min arachmin, never to give up hope. Va'tovu lifnei ha-melech, and to come before the king, afal pishi rechoika kol kach, even though you're so distant from Hashem, to the point, and he quotes a pasuk, sholei nikris lavi la-melech, zeh shloishim yoim, you haven't been called in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu 30 days already. You're not connected to him. Asher al kol panim, pamachas b'choydus, tzrichim Yisrael l'hakba b'nei avim shuvah shamayim, Chazal tell us that even pamachas b'choydus daigam, it would have been enough even once a month to be mekadosh l'choydus, to be mekabel the p'nei shechina, we have to stand, levikach, we say it, oimeid. But shloishim yoim it goes, a whole month, and for many months, that we haven't been called in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to stand before him, to receive, and to be mekabel the p'nei shechina. Shloishim yoim. Bang down the doors of mercy. Don't go away. Till the point that a Kaddish Baruch Hu has mercy. To the point that it's the Indian of Kate Samla Choshech, where all the darkness fades away. Where it's the Indian of Avas Oyla Mahavtich, an everlasting love. The Indian of Harabayis. The Indian of Kimitzian Tetzei Sarah. The Indian of the Avasak Doshim. The Indian of Kohanim Klapi Chesed. The ending of the Kedusha of Harabayis never goes away. Chu'asa Mayisa is Lanetzach. Lanetzach. Until finally, Am Yisrael wakes up to the truth of what the Tzaddik is saying, that it's real and that it works. The Ikvis of the Mashiach, Chutzba Yaski. Chutzba Afidu Klapei Shmaya Mahani, like Chazal tell us somewhere else. In the inin of chutzpah's malchus b'loy taga, even against the expressed will of God in the keser of Hashem, that we should stay far away from him, chutzpah's malchus b'loy taga, not to listen to that, but to keep on coming back, not to run to your room when Hashem says, shalot tovi kachotach, don't go away, keep on standing there. Va'aymeris, and finally Esther, malchus, Am Yisrael says, uvechein avoy el ha-melech asher loy kedas. So I will go in front of the king, even though I have not been called. Asher lo kedas, say Chazal, v'darsh Rabbi Zeinu Zal. It's a little bit of a... Chazal don't say this on this pasuk. Chazal say it on Ashtia kedas ein oynes. But it's the same inyan. He applies that Maimer Chazal over here. Asher lo kedas shal Torah. That it wasn't kedas, the Torah. That even though the Torah, and even though Shulchan Aruch, and even though every Musar Mashgiach, and every person tells me with a long white beard, you're finished, you're over. Even though the Torah says one thing, in this Indian makes no difference. Because it's emes, it's not emes lamita. It's not emes lamita. It's Hashem's will as expressed on the level of Ratzon and Keser. But it's not the Pnimius Keser that's the Nekud of Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala. That it's on us. Nekeva Tesoiviv Gever. It's not the Indian of the Ikvas of the Mashiach Chutzpah Yaski, the Chutzpah works. And so Esther says, Achin Avi Alamelech, Shaloi Kedas Shal Torah. Because I know that I'll be the Torah, which again on the level Torah of Har Sinai, the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Indian of the severable connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Indian of Kabbalah Satara Miyira. I know deep down inside myself that I'm not Roy at all to daven before Hashem. That I myself know how lowly I am, that I'm not shaykh to this at all. Achafal pikein, but even so, avoy lefan of shaloi kedas, the kasher avadati avadati. What's this? Kasher avadati avadati. It's sicha zayin. Hatoyv beinecha yase. The pasuk we learned in Shoftim. This is Likutei Halachos. Yoridea hilchas bechor behema tahira dalid. If you remember this, we don't have sheets that weren't printed out. Tes zayin to yud zayin. These are mamash, the words that we have here in Sichas Aran. Hatoiv be'inecha yaseh. The words from Shoftim, Ribbono Shel Olam, do what's good in your eyes. Kasher avadati avadati. But alai lasa sashali achein avoy el ha-melech shaloi kedas. Because that's what I know I need to do. Because you already said, Ribbono Shel Olam, bonai heim, and ben kach o ben kach kriim banim. So I have to act like your child. If it's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not misratze in my tefillah, that he doesn't desire this, kasher avadati avadati, let it happen. What's going to happen to me? God will do what is best in his eyes, and it's his cheshbin. But all I know b'tamimus u'b'pshitus is what's on me to do. Ach ani tamid, I just know what I need to do is not to give up, is not to go away, is al titya'esh, don't give up. And guess what? When we do this, it works. Not like the mapilim. The hilo sitzlach. They tried to get into Eretz Yisrael even though Hashem said no, and they taka got smitten. Because the hilo sitzlach, it wasn't going to work then, but it was going to work at a different time. When? Ikvus the Mashiach, our generation. And when we do this, the inyan of Esther, Achin, Obi Ala Melech Shaloi Kedas, Kasher Avadati Avadati, not to give up, not to give in, to disregard what the expressed will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for us to stay at a distance, which is the inyan of Emes. But it's not Emes Lamitai. It's Keser, but it's not Rava de Rava, and it's not the Keser of Keser, which is Bishvili Yisrael Shanikurashis, which is our connection to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the premise, the string that's binding the whole Bria together, Mavriach HaTichon, Mavriach Men Katza El Katza, Yaakov Avinu, that bond that goes through the whole Mishkan, we're holding the whole thing together. And if that bond were to be severed, Nisparda Chavila, Moloi Brisi Yom Avalayla, Chukah Shemayim Ha'artz Leisamti, when we don't give up, guess what the Pasuk says? Vayoshet HaMelech LaEsther Sharbat Hazav. Then the king is extending his Sharbat Hazav and everything changes. Sharbet, he doesn't say this, but Sharbet is Rosh HaTevis, Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Rosh HaTevis Sharbet. The Sharbet HaZav, the golden Sharbet, Zahav, gold, becomes very, very meaningful in the context of the story of our lives, my book, the context of the lost princess, Zav, the Harshal Zav, you'll get there, Reis Hashem, in the later Prakim, and then you'll really understand the very, very deep Havan and all this, deeper than what we're going into now, which is deep enough. But the Indian of Sharbat Hazav, the Pasuk tells us about that Sharbat Hazav, that there's nobody that goes b'chatzra panimis, only ki'im, the person to whom the king is hoshit, the Sharbat Hazav. That's what the Baal Shem Tov wanted, to bring us into the chatzra panimis. And so there's nobody who can really get into the chatzra panimis, only with the Sharbat Hazav, as Rabbeinu Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. But I'll call upon him, the king is extending the Sharbat. Even a person that's very low, that didn't come to the king for 30 days, that Al-Kapanim, even the lowliest Jew, at least Kiddush HaChodesh, at least Pam Achas B'Chodesh Dayam, even that not, that a whole 30 days passes by without any connection, there's a Ha'ara that comes down to a Jew that doesn't give up, that keeps on trying, that keeps on davening, keeps on staying there, doing what I can do the best I can under my circumstances, even in the Indian of Shov, even when it's not Ratzai, when it's not a Shas Aliyah, but it's a Shas Yerida, the Yemei Asina. Not to give up. Shaval Pikin Hashem is Baruch Shaleach Lo Yiskar Rus Mirachok Besoy Hoshata Sharbat Hazav. That's hinted to and encapsulated in the extension of the Sharbat Hazav. That's Mirachok Shenimshach Beneis Amis Harbi. The Chazal tell us Esther was standing by the door and the king's palace, right? That Heichal over there, that throne room was very, very large. And Chazal tell us that the Sharbat, like a neis, mamish like the hand of Baspare, extended, and it reached Esther. That's the secret in the sod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ha'ara that needs to extend harbe, b'derech neis, nifla. Not in a way that we can understand, but that reaches even the lowliest Jew, the person that's mamash mirachek. Is there anything sweeter than Reb Nosson? Just such a sweet way of looking at this. It's unbelievable. Shenimshach b'neis, armas harbe, k'mam Rabbi Seinu Zal, haynu sha'afilu ha'adam ha'rochik ma'oid ma'ashem ezbarach, even a person that's very distant from the master of the world, kishu shamei la'asas ha'tzadik, if he listens to what the tzadik was, Mordechai ha'tzadik, v'yitzak tza'ak g'day lo mara, that the tzadik is screaming, don't give up, go to the king, don't listen, even shalai kedas, kasher avadati, listen to the tzadik, al titya'esh, when you listen to the tzaddik and you stay there and you don't give up, leval yishilish yoyis as atzmai, not to give up. Rakaf al pikein eich shehu, who meiser as nafshoi, bibito gomri lavis barach, to mamash, to give yourself up and say, even though it's hard as anything, and I hear echoing within my heart, shuvu banim shababim chutz mi Yaakov, fill in the blank your own name, and we hear Hashem, so to speak, saying, shalotov ikachotach, like he says to the princess in the story, the no good one should take you away. And we hear that, and it's hard, it's mesiras nefesh to stay in the game. When we're not feeling it, and when it's hard, and when it's tough, and when we're not feeling this scarvest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when things are closed, and it seems as if the heavens are sealed shut, and the Dalsay Tshuva are Sagur, It's hard. It's Mesiras Nefesh. Stay in the game. Gesundheit stark. Stay in the game. It's the Indian of the deserts and the fields and the forests that the viceroy travels through on his way to the lost princess. Deserts, fields, and forests. There's going to be a time in Avodas Hashem where it's a desert and it's tough. Keep on pushing. Don't give up. That's the Avodah there. You're going to read about it. Don't give up. Then you'll get to the field. Then you'll get to the forest. Then you'll be in a desert again. That's part of the cycle, but don't give up. Because it's in the desert that he finds the path that leads to the palace. Even though he was already in the forest, he's in the desert again. All this is discussed at length in the Sefer. Don't give up. Bitul Gamri Lav Yisbarach, Ubalufnei Malka Shalom Lishan on the fun of to beg before HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. As I Hashem is Barachim Lalav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, he'll have mercy on you. It may take some time. You have to chazer Likutim Ran Tinyana Memches 48 again and again and again. The Igeris Maran. It's the Iker of Likutim Ran is that little Torah. Tinyana Memches. Likutim Ran Tinyana Memches. If you haven't seen it, it's the Iker. Bake it into your heart. Rabbi Nachman talks over there about how the Icarus Scarvus is Hisrachkus. That even though we feel that Hashem is pushing us away, the Pnimius Hashem is pulling us close and He's begging us, don't listen to me. Bepnimius, he's telling us, don't listen. Bechitzanius, he's saying, I don't want you at all. You're finished, you're over. And I'll throw you Mamari Chazal and Psukim in the Torah that tell us you're done. But Bepnimius, behind all of that, Hashem is whispering, don't go anywhere. Stay here, stay with me. Don't listen, it's a test. Don't give in, it's a test. Don't give up. And Hashem sent us the Tzadikei Adar, the Sharbet, that's able to reach us. Rabbeinu Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, all the Talmidei HaBesh, Rabbi Nachman is a Hamshach of Chassidus, the next Gilui, the last Gilui. Ha'esh Shalit Tukan Adbiyas HaMashiach, Rabbi Nachman said about himself that he was the last new Neshama. There was no new Neshamas that come down after that. The last Gilui, in terms of a completely unique Neshama, to move the ball forward, finally to the finish line. Not to give up. The ikvas of the Mashiach chutzpah ziyaski. As I Hashem is Baruch Hu Imalav Umer Lava Ar Neflah Mi Rachek Mi Oy Tzakadosh Baruch Hu will send you an amazing Ar Neflah, wondrous illumination from distant, from far away. Thank you so much, Koach. From far away. Ki Meir Lav Adasa Elyin Ma Oy. Because Hashem will send you this amazing das. Shubuchinas yira ila di ila, the highest kind of awe we spoke about at length Yira Shemayim in the previous year Sarayim was, but also Yira Pshuta, just on a simple level to perceive His presence. Add to the point sheyizka that you'll be zayche. Gama rachik mi'oid, even the person who's the most distant. Lishleimus hayira shubuchinas yira im das shalideze yiskarav la Hashem is baruch ve'emes, that Hashem is reaching out to us, and that's mamish the whole message of Purim. Not to give up. And that's what the tzaddik is telling us. I said this over last night with this whole finish. The pasuk says, Lasas kurtzoin ish ve'ish, at the party of Achashverosh, everyone was commanded to give each and every person exactly what they wanted, what they wanted, right? Lasas kurtzoin ish ve'ish. Say Chazal, what's Lasas kurtzoin ish ve'ish? Ve'ish, he says, is Zehaman. Because Haman is called ish, because the pasuk says, ish tsar va'oyev, Haman. Hara, that's ish, is Haman. Ish, say Chazal, ze Mordechai. Ish v'ish. Ish is Mordechai, because ish is Ish Yehudi. That's also a reference to Mordechai. V'ish, Gemara Megillah, v'ish is ze Haman. Say the tzaddik, and I saw this from Avraham Tzvi Kluger. I don't know if it's his chiddush. You know this already?
Yeah.
I said it to you, or you? You heard him this year. Says the tzaddik, v'ish, which is ze Haman, is oisiyos yiyush. V'ish, if you switch around the letters, is Yush Zehaman. Ish Zemordechai, as Rosh Hatevis, ain't Shum Yush, is Ish. And so this is Ish Zemordechai. V'ish Zehaman. This is Mamish Mordechai at Tzadik. This is exactly the message of Purim, that even when we eat from the Suda of Oysa Rasha, and Chazal say it was Eina Ela Lefnim, it was only on the surface, inside their hearts didn't move. It's Kabbalah Satar Me'ava, it's the Indian of Kimitzian Tetzei Sarah, the Indian of Harabayas, the eternal Kedusha never goes out, the Bechin of Kibesi Beis Tfili Yikar L'chol Ha'amim, the Indian of Tfila, the Indian of Karav Hashem L'chol Kairav, L'chol Asher Yikru Be'emes, not the Indian of the Torah Kedusha that on the surface, Har Sinai level, is a L'Rashaya Chomer Malach Lasabra Chuka, you have no connection. No, no, no. It's the deepest, deepest, deepest connection that never ever goes out. Shu Asam Hayisa Lanetzach Basikvasam L'chol Dar Vadar. That Chevra is the big Simcha of Purim, is the Simcha of Ava, is the Simcha of an unbreakable bond, the Simcha of essence, of Etzem, not to give up, not to give in. Ish Zemordechai Ancient Yish, to go in front of the Melech Hashem Loi Kedas, Kasher Avadati, Avadati, Mamish the Indian of Atoy Ben Achayasa, a lie, Lassis Ashali, Beikvis of the Mashicha, Chutzpah, Yaski, Mamish, Ashrenu, Ashrenu, Baruch Hashem Loilam, Amen, Amen, Mamish, Ashrenu Chever. Yasher Koyach, thank you so, so much for listening. And Be'ezr Hashem, we will see you next week, Mesiyata Rishmaya.